Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Marika Locker. Yes, she's back, the incredible Meredith, who's going to be speaking at the upcoming Solid Gold Weekend here in February, and she'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes. Let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is a true one percenter, among the best of the best in the profession. She is, she's just a very courageous person. She's fun. Our clients love her. She has a master's degree in psychology. She was a talk therapist before she was a hypnotherapist. And I just, everyone here at our center just loves the heck out of her. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. Happy to be back in the new year. It's a good thing I've missed you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm mostly staying out of trouble and stuff, but I'm looking forward to the new year and like everybody else and doing new cool stuff. What are you doing new this year?
Oh, gosh. Well, first I want to make sure everybody understands who you are, and then I will tell you. I'm not sure if you guys know who Cal Banyan is, but he's the person that has brought us 5-Path. It's the one-on-one process that I use with every client. He brought us 7th-Path self-hypnosis that I use myself every single day and teach the vast majority of my clients. He has written books. He brings us these podcasts every single week and has for a very long time free from the generosity of his own heart and the wisdom of his mind. He's Cal Banyan. He is definitely the trainer that teaches the one percenters. And Cal, this year, it's really, I guess, about striving for more balance for me. You know, it's about reaching for balance even more than I did in 2011. It's kind of reevaluating where have I been neglecting myself or my practice or whatever, and then reaching for kind of more of a balance within all of that, all of the areas of my life. How about you?
What are you going to do differently?
Well, you know, this year in 2011, I've been really focused on my work and on, you know, learning and growing and spiritual growth and all of that. And I feel like I've kind of neglected my physicality a little bit. So one of the first things I'm going to do this year is to, you know, really get back into a regular, consistent workout routine. And I'm one of those people, because I was a trainer and I know so much about nutrition, I can pretty well maintain my body weight without working out a lot. So unfortunately, I don't have a huge motivation to do it. Other than just for health and to feel good. And when you're busy, that can go by the wayside, but it's really important, and I want to get back into a balance with that.
Now, your faux heart attack didn't have anything to do with that, did it?
No, actually, it didn't. Yeah, Cal's talking about, I recently had a little scare, a heart attack scare that wasn't a heart attack. I had some slipped discs. One right behind my heart and one in my neck that created classic heart attack symptoms. And, you know, luckily it wasn't, but because women do tend to ignore these kinds of things, and, you know, you hear the stories all the time about women who don't do anything and then they damage their ventricles and even are found dead in their homes. Certainly I didn't want that to happen. So I got the full checkup and I'm in perfect health. But I just think that my body deserves the attention and time that the rest of my life deserves too. And I strive for balance in all things. And when your physicality is not being managed appropriately, then things start to suffer in the big picture of your experience in life.
I get it. Let me see. Around here, you know, I'm not going to change one doggone thing. I'm just stay busy with always having so many projects going, and I just like that, and just having all these different things going on. And like everyone knows, I've been converting books to Kindle, and I've got some other things that I'm doing for our trainers. A lot of people don't know we have what we call Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors, which are our CPHIs. C-P-H-I-C-P-H-I. And I'm helping them to do better classes and to provide better training materials and stuff to their students, because we got them, all over the world. So, hey, by the way, if you can't do certification course with me, you can always call our office and see if we have somebody near you that teaches our same course. All right. Gosh. Let me get a quick commercial in, and then we'll get into our topic for today. Yeah, I think we have a couple of them. We have a special this week. I mean, we don't do this very often, but 20% discount on one of our most popular hypnosis training programs, and it's called 5 Path 2.0. And what it is, you know, a lot of people, they can't make it to our center or even to one of our other live trainers to learn 5 Path, to become a 1%er. And so we've got a recording of a 6-day version of the class. And you can start your year right, the 2012, by stepping up your profession a little bit and having more confidence and competence. Be a true Hypno 1%er. The 5 Path 2.0, I'll leave a link down there to the place where you can get it for 20% off. But it's for programming your clients for success using inductions designed to take them to somnambulism. We're going to talk about rapid and instant inductions. You're going to learn the universal hypnosis script, useful for about 90% of the things you're going to work on. How to covert testing and convincers, and also, yeah, covert, that means like secret. I don't know why, I was just a little bit confused there. How to do age regression therapy and informed child technique. How to use the age progression program and program your age progression, so that we don't talk a lot about, but it's almost as important as age regression. How to program an expectation within the client's subconscious mind to perform differently, to act differently, to feel differently in the future in events that count. How to supercharge direct suggestion by using insight work, insight therapy. How to create powerful change by doing forgiveness therapy. And how to end internal conflict like secondary gain, which hangs up therapists of all kinds, not just hypnotherapists. I'll show you how to shoot right through that, neutralize it, and get success when everybody else would fail. So there's going to be a link right down there. And of course, there is my upcoming certification courses. You can always go to hypnosiscenter.com to get my latest schedule for you guys who are watching this video a year or 2 years into the future. I've got a class coming up in February. This is that one I've been talking about, the first ever, perhaps last ever, 11-day version of the certification course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5 Path and 7 Path. The 11th day is going to be all focused on building your practice. All right. And we also have a class coming up. It's just going to be the regular 10-day in July and October. And then we have the advanced Week of Power course coming up in May. And, of course, there'll be links down there for that stuff. All right. Good. Enough with the commercial. Let's see. I know what I'd like to do next. As you folks know, Meredith, for the first time ever, along with Elron and along with Celeste Hackett, our super-duper co-hosts of the present and in the past, are going to be speaking at the best ever, biggest ever National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Anaheim in February. And I had Elron talk a little bit about his topic, and now I'm going to ask Meredith, tell us just a little bit. I don't want you to give it all away, but I want you to tell me about your topic and why it's important.
First of all, I am just so excited to be speaking at Solid Gold this year. It's just really going to be a great time, and I hope all of you will come and join. It's great to get to put out these podcasts for all of you, but to never get a chance to connect in person with you, you know, it's a little sad. I want there to be more community, so hopefully you'll come out, and please do come and introduce yourself to me, and let's get a chance to chat and have more community. But it's Solid Gold this year. I'm going to be talking about overcoming client resistance in and out of hypnosis. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I believe it is the most important topic when it comes to what we do. As far as I'm concerned, you know, most people probably think of resistance as being just kind of resistance to doing the hypnosis or to getting better. But as far as I'm concerned, the only reason anyone isn't better is because they have resistance within them. It's the misperceptions that they have within them. It's the conflicting parts that they have within them. It's a part of them that wants wants to quit smoking and a part that doesn't. It's all resistance. And so it's just, it couldn't be more important. And so I'm going to be really getting into some tips, tricks, and techniques, easy for you to say, that will help you, each of you, to overcome the resistance with your clients. Sound good, Cal?
That sounds really good. I'm wondering, as I'm hearing about this, I'm thinking about in generally why it's important, but can you give me an idea about like I'm thinking some hypnotists, maybe they don't understand this, and it's really important for them to really latch onto this idea that resistance can be overcome and not just giving up. See, sometimes I think hypnotherapists, I've watched videos of people I'm supervising and stuff, and they tend to blame the client because of their lack of having the right tools and approach. Is that kind of where I'm at with this?
The hypnotherapist tends to blame the client because the hypnotherapist doesn't have the right tools?
But they don't understand that. They just say, right. Oh, that client is just resistant. I can't help them. But you're going to be talking about how to help these clients who are resistant when other hypnotists might give up and blame the client, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the client wouldn't be there if they didn't want to do it. And certainly, so starting with the first call, you're already going to be working at overcoming some of the resistance because that's your first opportunity to help them, that client, to overcome their reasons that they might not come in to see you and might not, you know, take advantage of hypnosis as being an option to get rid of whatever the issue is they're trying to come in for. So, you know, a lot of it is really building that rapport and the trust. And once you start to build the rapport and the trust and you help them to see that hypnosis isn't scary, that they're not going to go away somewhere, and, you know, that on the most simplistic level, that's going to go a long way to allowing you to at least get them in so that then you can help them to overcome whatever it is within them, the root, that is creating the problem in the first place. So, you know, I don't want to keep eating. I don't want to eat all of this stuff and too much stuff and eat all day long or whatever their problem is. But there's something inside me that's making me do that. And every day I say I'm going to start fresh and I'm going to do something differently. But something's going on inside. And so there are all kinds of different tools that we can use to help the client to pull from within them, from their subconscious mind, whatever it is, whatever the misperception or whatever the root cause, or, you know, as we call it, the initial sensitizing event that would create that disconnect within them or that conflict within them, that resistance within them. And so, you know, most people treat people and themselves like they're 100%. And the truth is we're never 100% anything. There's a percentage of us that wants to eat healthy and a percentage of us that has trouble doing that. And so it's the hypnotherapist's job to figure out what is that percentage that's in the way and then have the skills to be able to overcome that. And so I'm going to be getting into some of that in my talk at Solid Gold. And ultimately, as far as I'm concerned, it's all resistance. Everything we're ever overcoming is resistance. So if you're going to give up and just decide that you can't do it, well, each new client is going to come in bringing their resistance in, and it's going to be this repeated pattern of frustration for you as a hypnotherapist if you don't learn how to overcome that client resistance. And so that's what I'm going to be getting into. As a matter of fact, it's a huge topic, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to get into it in super duper detail, but I'm going to try to get into it as deeply as I can in the time that I have at Solid Gold to really help those of you who may not understand what tools will work, you know, to help to overcome that resistance within your clients to getting them to where they want to go.
Ooh, that sounds good. I can hardly wait now.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Good. All right, you guys and gals out there. So just another good reason to go to the NGH Solid Gold weekend. And let me see it up here on my schedule. February 24th is the Friday where there's going to be an experts panel. And guess what? You're on the experts panel. Did you know that, Meredith?
I just found that out, as a matter of fact. Yes, I'm excited about that, too. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think all three of you, Meredith and Elron and Celeste, so that's going to be fun. I was on it last year, but I just made everybody mad. Oh. Then I had to win them back when I did my talk. So I'm not invited to be on the panel this year. But that's okay. I feel very good having all three of you representing the Hypno 1%ers around the world. Hey, so are you going to be signing autographs or what?
No, but I'm going to be meeting new people and making friends. I look forward to it.
Having some coffee and maybe a little bit of wine.
A little bit.
What kind of wine do you like? You like red wine?
Red. Always red.
All right. So bring Meredith a bottle of red wine.
And oh, gosh. No need to bring gifts.
Yeah. Okay. Good, good. Hey, well, good. Anything else you want to say on that or should we move on?
Well, I want to make sure that everybody knows you're doing some Seventh Path Advanced teaching there before the Solid Gold weekend, too. Do you want to talk about any of the things you're doing around Solid Gold?
Maybe in the next episode I'll talk about my talk.
Okay.
But also, for you Seventh Pathers out there, you know who you are. Those of you who practice Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, I'm going to do a before and maybe after the Solid Gold Weekend and give you a special discount if you attend the Solid Gold Weekend for the Ultimates 1 through 5. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because most of the people who watch the video are not, they don't know that much about Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, which is probably completely my fault. If you want to know more about Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis, which I think is the most powerful form of personal change because it's a mind-body-spirit approach. It is insight-oriented, and it's just a quantum leap above every kind of self-hypnosis I've ever heard of before. Go to seventhpathselfhypnosis.com, and there's a free lesson there. You can check it out. But you guys who already have all 9 recognitions, and you're ready to go and learn the first 5 ultimates, I tell you what, it is a quantum leap. Quantum leap, more powerful than anything you've had before in Seventh Path. I know that's mind-blowing because Seventh Path is, like, amazing. But, I've never had anyone not go, oh, my gosh, this is absolutely fantastic and amazing. And then we're also talking about maybe after the Solid Gold Weekend doing a class on the other 4 Ultimate Recognitions, 6, 7, 8, 9. But, yeah, cool. All right. What else you got for me?
Yay. And by the way, the Ultimates are amazing. I practice them every day. It is really a huge quantum leap away from the experience of the full forms. I love them. And if I have the time, if I can make the time in my schedule, I'd like to actually come and join that class and experience the group ultimate experience, which is always profound.
Yes, the ultimate group experience.
Yes. So good. So yeah, we're going to start digging into some questions that we've been getting from different viewers. Thank you so much for submitting them. And, to start out the new year, nothing better to talk about than forgiveness, right? You know, fresh start and everything. So we had a 5-pather write in, and she herself has been through some pretty extreme trauma in her life. She was sexually molested starting at the age of 5 by both the babysitter as well as her own father, and then proceeded to get into a very violently abusive relationship with a man as an adult. And, she's come a long way in resolving her own issues. But as a 5-pather, as she gets into forgiveness of others' work, she herself is having a hard time understanding how it is that she can possibly forgive these people who created so much pain for her, sexually abusing her and violently, physically abusing her. And if she can't understand how to forgive, then how can she possibly be expected to help her clients to forgive, extreme situations like this? So she's wondering, about how can you forgive someone who does something so horrifying, so extreme, so hurtful. So, Cal, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this is a pretty simple thing. One of the two main reasons people, as therapists, don't accomplish consistent forgiveness for their clients is, one, they just don't have the tools. They just haven't really learned how to do that. And second is they haven't really done a very good, an excellent job of doing the forgiveness in their own life. So I've heard so many mixed up crazy things about forgiveness. Now, forgiveness, well, first of all, let's start with anger. Anger is the emotion that forgiveness, and also guilt, but let's just stick with the anger right now because we're talking about forgiveness of others. Okay, when we put, this comes from the Secret Language of Feelings book. All feelings are good when they're based in reality. Anger comes from the perception that someone else has done us wrong, or someone we care about wrong, or something we care about wrong. It's the perception of not fair. Now, when we anger is good when it's actionable and based in reality. Okay, was this person really hurt? Yes. I mean, being physically or sexually abused is obviously not right. It's not fair. So she's got righteous anger. But is it actionable? Is there anything she can really do about it? And if there is, then heck, she should do something about it. I mean, like, if there's an offender out there that has molested children or raped an individual, that anger there is to motivate you to do the sometimes difficult things you need to do to make the environment more safe and fair, which means change this person's behavior or get them out of circulation, you know, put them in jail, whatever it is. But let's say it's Uncle Bernie, and Uncle Bernie is dead, right? And there's really nothing you can do to Uncle Bernie, nothing you can do for Uncle Bernie, but you're still feeling this anger. Now, and it's using up your energy. It's hurting you. Maybe you're drinking too much or smoking too much as ways to cope with or distract yourself from that anger. Clients don't usually come in saying, I have an anger problem. They come in with a substance problem or a bad habit like nail biting or whatever. And then when we go to the cause of the problem, we find out they have this anger. So in 5-path and in 7-path, what we're going to do, 7-path self-hypnosis and 5-path therapeutic process, there's going to come a point where we deal with forgiveness. And sometimes clients just don't comprehend what forgiveness is. And we'll say, but it's for you. You're doing it not for them, for you. That still doesn't answer the question, what is it? Okay. So when we see that someone has hurt us, we feel like they've harmed us, they owe us a debt of some sort. And so as I was researching forgiveness, one of the things I looked at was, this kind of sounds strange, but a real clarity came to me from this. As I researched forgiveness, I looked at some very logical things. And one of them is like the forgiveness of debt in financial terms. A bank forgives the debt, or you forgive the debt, or someone borrowed some money from you. And if you forgive the debt, then you still know that that person borrowed it from you. It's not forgetting, but you forgive the debt. You just no longer hold that person accountable. You're going to put no more energy, mental or physical or emotional energy, in getting that debt repaid. You just cancel the debt. You just let the debt go. Cut it, wipe your hands, wash your hands of it, and just let it go. Now, of course, there's processes we do that help people do that. In 7-path, it is done through a very sophisticated kind of repetitive self-suggestion and hypnosis. In 5-path, we're going to have the person in phase four really express, let's see, phase three and four, because they're forgiving themselves or they're forgiving the other person, is really express that emotion and then have insight to where they can see it differently and finally come to this point where they're ready to forgive the debt, forgive the harm. So it is this releasing of this person owing you something. And it's not done for them. I mean, it could be. If you love this person, you want a better relationship with them, you can do it for them as well. But primarily, it's done for you so that you can quit putting your energy into it, so you can stop feeling the anger, so that you can now begin to function better. Use that energy for healing. Use that energy for loving others, for using that energy for creativity and prosperity in your life. How's that, Meredith?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I mean, as you've said, it's a letting go of someone else's mistake in the past. It's a setting yourself free of someone else's harm.
That's right. Remember always that forgiveness is the gift you give yourself that frees yourself from the pain you've caused yourself by judging others negatively. All right. Hey, guess what? We're out of time. We're actually way over in time.
We're way over.
Wrap it up.
I will. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy New Year. May you find health, happiness, balance, peace, joy, prosperity this year and always. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. This is Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Visit my websites, hypnosis.org. All kinds of good stuff there, hypnosiscenter.com, and fan us on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. That's it. Cal Banyan. Bye-bye. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.